As you read through this week's Parsha Vayeshev, there are so many fascinating stories which are being told. It's very easy to get lost in each of the individual stories and lose focus on what may be the much larger purpose of the narrative. At the very end of last week's Parsha, we were told something. It was in a verse which perhaps we didn't pay attention to. It talks about the kings who ruled by Esav long before there was a king in Israel. It could have just said these were the kings of Esav. Why before there was a king of Israel? Apparently, the question of who would be king is the question which is going to follow us to the very end of the book. Keeping this in mind, we can begin to understand the start of the parsha, when Yaakov, or to be more specific, Yisrael, loves Yosef. I think it's of note, it doesn't say Yaakov loves Yosef more than his other children. It says Yisrael loves him because he's a ben zukunim. Onkelos there says not because he's a son of his old age. He has a younger son, Binyamin. His other sons were not that far in age. But he loves him because of his capabilities. He loves him because of his wisdom. He gives him a coat of many colors, which seems to be a coat of royalty. And in fact, later on in Tanakh, we'll learn that it is clothing of a royal family. Ela toldot Yaakov, Yosef. Yaakov's son is Yosef. Yaakov has lots of sons. Why does it focus on this son? Because it's talking about the man who Yaakov believed would and should be king. There is, however, another candidate. And that candidate's going to be completely unexpected, especially as we follow through the various stories. Sometime last week, we came to the realization that Reuven will not necessarily be the one. Shimon and Levi also cause Yaakov to be quite upset with them. Which leaves us with Yehuda. Yehuda is the one who engineers the sale of Yosef. He's the one who suggests it. And then we get to, I think, a wonderful comparison, and this could be found mainly in chapters 38 and chapter 39. Between Yosef, between Yehuda. Yehuda gets married. He has children. His children grow up. His children die. His wife dies. And Yehuda goes and tries to seek solace, and he finds companionship in the arms of a prostitute. It's something which, just reading the story, we seem to be quite disappointed in. On the other hand, we find Yosef in a story which is, I don't know what to say, similar or polar opposite. Yosef is sold, Yosef is a slave, Yehuda is a leader, Yosef is forgotten. But Yosef also finds himself the desires of a woman. And we compare these two stories where Yosef runs away because this would be inappropriate, while Yehuda marches in and does something which is inappropriate. And for that matter, the whole behavior of Yehuda in that chapter is one which is quite troubling. And as we, the reader, are standing on the sidelines, watching these two, and trying to figure out that question, who will be king? It seems as if Yosef is the one who's most deserving. And we don't know if his brothers ever find out about Yosef's righteousness, about the way that he checks his passion, the way that he turns down Mrs. Potiphar. For that matter, we don't know how much the brothers know about the story of Yehuda and what happens there, but we, the reader, know. And therefore, we have the ability of comparing and contrasting the two. Ultimately, the first sign of the leadership of Yehuda, long before the confrontation with Yosef, which we now understand is going to be extremely important, is when Yehuda is able to admit his guilt. It's interesting, the name Yehuda, which means to be thankful, Leah thanks God for his birth, but the word Yehuda also means, in a certain sense, to confess. There's a rabbinic source in Tosefta that says that Yehuda grows into his name. When he confesses and says that Tamar is more righteous than he, it's at that moment something new and wonderful happens. He becomes Yehuda at that moment. The rabbis go even further and say, at the moment when Yehuda is able to admit his guilt, a new light is created. The light of the Messiah.